You're looking at some expression over there. You're not looking at the physical existence of the material to analyze and see it. So we like it that way. And poetic language is like that. In a way, he chose the poetic language just to avoid precision. If I want to tell you something precisely, there is a language made for that. We make the language, mathematics, right? And in a very, let's say, forgiving way, you could say philosophy is the same. In philosophy, we try to mathematically play with linguistic, of course, which is the same, but not like a poet was, right? So, not only Rumi, all the holy books, all the mystical books are in poetic language. Because of this, because we want to express something beyond the logic. And logical way is philosophic way or mathematical way, right? We don't want that because it doesn't work for us. For us, is this poetic language is trying to transfer some compassion to you. It may work and it may not. It doesn't matter. Because that's the only way that we could let you know about love. This is the first meaning. Let's go to the second meaning of that share. If share is the intelligence, we say, okay, let's look in the intelligence. The meaning in the intelligence is approximation. It's not precise, never. You never know anything precisely. Look at our scientific way of looking at the universe. Every day, these days, it is changing. And we know that, okay, what we knew was almost the truth. One way of looking at it. But there is always some falsehood in it. Because what is the meaning? Meaning is not something put together here in your brain, in your intelligence. Your intelligence works in a very blind way. Some guess and some connecting something to something to make to call one cause, one effect, and things like that. Your arguments are not precise. Let me tell you something. You don't know precisely the meaning of one single word even in your life. Do you? Could you claim that there is one word that precisely you know what it means? There is no such a thing. And whatever you have in your intelligence is the thing that you talk in you. Or your sayings in you, because you talk. If you know a very limited silly language, intellectually you're handicapped. Because you talk in that language yourself. That's what you call quote-unquote thinking. Thinking is talking to yourself. If you don't know any language, you cannot think. You will do it like the animal do. Talking is a key to abstraction. It's abstract. It's not precise. Therefore, remember, we are talking about the subject which is out of the logic and logically cannot be explained, intellectually could not be understood, but not that it doesn't work. It's like throwing the stone. It may work. It could work. If the one who is throwing the stone is expert, it will work. But not 100%. It's like a gun. You have to aim. What was the question?
Well, it was about the word shan, like in Arabic it's more about feeling, like sha'ur, it's more associated to feelings than sensor, like to something that you...
No, it's not, the word is not feeling. Find, you get shara.
Shara,
find something else. Because with shara, you don't feel the existence. You get it, yes. In a way, you get it. It's more than feeling. Because intellectually, you get it. Right? So it's not just a feeling as a reacting to some of your senses.
Not sensual feeling, like feeling as of like something you feel but you cannot explain. That's why you play, you write poetry when something.
That's why we choose that word to express the poetry to begin with. Yeah. Because in poetry you think, but something beyond the thinking will work over there, so which is the feeling. Yes. What the art is all about. But in art we don't say feeling because it's not feeling. If it is feeling, then everybody claims that I have the same feeling. We say, no, it's not like that. The music, let's talk about the music of Mozart. Who will get it? Everybody could, in certain different levels. Who will get it really good? Is anyone here who could say, I get the music of Mozart better than Yehudi Menuhin did? The guy spent his life playing the music of Mozart. And he was a master violin player. He got it differently. How? That's shu'ur. That's not intellectually getting it. It's a mixture of feeling and thinking. That's why it is complicated. That's why I came to it. And he put it at the last to say, this is it. And he played with it in another way as well, to talk about the meaning in Sher being a little bit crazy stuff. Because there is no control on it. A part of it is out of control. This is the discourse about love. Love has an understanding part, but by itself, the essence of love could never be understood by non-lovers. And the lovers, they get it. How? Huh? They feel it. You see, it's sort of feeling, but we know that it's not that they feel it. They get it. They know it. So it's a way of knowledge which is different between these. That's why that word sha'ar will do all of it. It's magical, really.
But it's different than ihsas, like sha'ur.
Exactly. It's not ihsas. It's not feeling, because feeling is ihsas. This is not ihsas. It's beyond ihsas. It's sha'ur. It's sha'ar. And you know why is sha'ar? Because it's interwoven delicately like that very delicate fabric of sha'ar Yaman. Because the best kind of the silk woven cloth, the name of that is shah as well. You see?
Shah
means a very delicately woven silk fabric.
Shamlers?
That's shah. And the best was coming from Yaman, and that was the famous one. So the word is magical, the word of poetry in Arab language. Next time.
Is that related to Sharia?
No. This is Sha'ar. It's Shin Ein Re. That has no Ein in it. It's completely different.
Is it? It's something like Imu Yakin, Ainu Yakin, and Hako Yakin. I read a description of it. It was like, here, Imu Yakin is hearing a description of a fire and.
It's like trying to explain Haqqul Yaqeen over there.
Yeah.
Because when you're talking about the first, which is Ilmul Yaqeen, scientifically believing in something, you understand it. Then the next level is